to advertise, email podcast@thisismatchy.com.
Release yourself from order and logic and enter a new place. It's not work. It's not home. Here, no maps have been drawn. No books have been written. Nothing is certain. Everything is possible. Welcome to podcast and chill with Matt G.
I'm assuming this doesn't end well.
Sure, gents, it's your girl Monaco, your favorite influencer, podcaster, and presenter. And welcome to Spreading Humans!
Yes, ask you, man.
Please, guys, introduce yourselves.
What's up, everybody? It's Jenna Woods on your screens, and welcome to you, Spreading Humor.
Yes. What's up, boys? And welcome to Spreading Humor, baby.
Yes.
Let's go.
It's Friday.
I didn't say host the most.
Yes, you didn't say host the most.
Why? No, because like you can already tell. Like, can't you see I'm back here?
You're not answering the question.
Why didn't you say hosting the most? It's implied. I don't need to say it. It's just if you're the host the most, they wouldn't have asked you to come back yet twice in a row. So it's just one of those things, guys. Are you happy to have me?
I'm happy to have you here. I like you here.
After the host, like, I realized that everyone deserves a second chance, bro.
No, guys, I'm trolling, guys. Please, I'm just filling in for your host. She's going to come back. Don't come for me. Or maybe you can, because
what if next week we're wearing juveniles? You are lying.
Maybe this is my chair. I don't know.
But Siva's coming back, man, for sure.
Maybe. We'll see. Anyways, you guys, how was everybody's week? Is everyone feeling good?
I'm not feeling good. Let me tell what happened. So last week after shooting, Zilia and I were like going through it.
No, that day,
yo, we were fighting.
Who are you
demons.
Fighting?
Like, we were just going through it emotionally. Nothing was going well on either of our sides. So Zilia calls me. He's like, listen, I'm at Hard Rock Cafe in Santa, right? I'm like, okay, cool. Are you alone? He's like, nah, I'm alone. I'm like, okay, cool. I'm also going through it. So let me join you. Let's take shots. Let's smoke Hubbly alone. I was like,
and guys, Hubbly Hard Rock is expensive. Isn't it like $5.50?
Listen.
Okay, anyway, sorry.
I know it's
really expensive, Hubbly.
Fine. I get there, we're taking shots. I'm there smoking. We're both venting to each other. Hey, I'm going through this and this. Hey, life is not good. Hey, we're both down bad.
Okay.
Fine. The bill comes, right?
Yes.
And then I say to Zile, remember when I sent you 500 rand during the show? That's my contribution. That's my contribution
to
the bill.
To me.
Mind you, the bill was like $660. So Zile tells the waiter, Eme bra, please, let's split it in half. The waiter's even going, but she's a lady. Like, paper. I'm like, Zile, I already contributed 500 rand to the bill.
All you need to pay
is basically like 110 rand. Basically, we ended up splitting it in half, guys. Zile is not a good person.
Let me tell you. Let me give her context.
Context?
600. No, 600. You couldn't do 600.
Guys, that day I was going through a lot.
So was I.
Well, yeah, you were going through
and
a lot.
And you invited her.
Who was?
Did he compensate you for She's the petrol you used to go there after he called you? Because
I dropped her off.
It wasn't even him, basically.
Drop off.
No, it's not. It's fine. Do your story. This is
okay. So, number one, I can just say I was wrong. Number one. But number two, 500 is not a plan.
Why are you agreeing?
No. 500 TL, I'm feeling you. And Lona, it was part of the show, Monaka. It was part of content. And really, if you roast me, or I roast you,
okay.
I can't be angry at you after the show. Guys. In the fold, when you cap someone, umukapi leka field in. We are friends, ne? But we are still my friend, Chumi.
We're friends. Aki hani mara unga.
Thank you. Why is this?
Let me tell you, bro.
Like,
what
imagine.
No, let me tell you what
I had already contributed 500 rand. All he needed was to contribute was 110 rand.
That day when I was going through a lot, so I was going to Bloemfontein, if you guys remember, ne? Akivamo, Kiki, Sharpu, Kapitaya, and like, my flight is at 6, bro.
Okay.
And to go from Ramek to like Captain Park, it's like
it's a distance.
300, 280. Okay. And I request.
Back in Namu,
it's a vlog, I'm fair to get.
It's nice.
Airport.
The one, yeah, I know that one.
And I posted on my WhatsApp, people are catching feelings, I'm catching flights. You like at some high care lodging. Talking. I want to go to the slow lounge.
Okay,
hey, you like I tell Yanda when she drops me off. I'm like, yo, Yanda, I'm going to the slow lounge.
I hadn't even asked any questions. I'm not a fool.
I guess slow lounge. Go no champagne. Ah,
guy.
Flights are favor. Mamzo, how about we put your flight? Guy, moka. Yeah, bloom na boy. So, our flight. Yo, ribbon. Ah. Flight to Vaile got two. Got two. As we speak, five. And the flight to Joya Bloemfontein, can I come on? And give one per day. It's one flight to go to Bloemfontein.
Hectic.
So you missed your flights.
Because I was kidding me, see. The flight was on Thursday.
So the day before, basically.
But how do you make that mistake, Zil?
It was not me who booked. I'm booking it. Now, can I assume more about my dear?
You would be so mad.
So I took a Gautrain. Gautrain, not one. Gautrain, not one. Airport, keep okay.
Keep okay.
What's that, Santin?
It's probably like 200?
Okay, yeah, 200 and something.
But no, yeah, I'd be so bad.
So, Lina, I feel like I was unhinged and I was not checking my environment. Next time, show me. I want to go to
bill. No, but it's a backstory. But still, yeah. No, you were being stingy. I don't know why I didn't pay for the bill.
Man. Who said I have the money? Yeah, your partner.
Dude, that was the first time I've ever like gone out with a guy, even if it's a friend, and I paid.
That was not the first time we went out. We even went to La Parada and we paid the bill after we shot.
I only ever spent bills with you.
I want you must like that what? Thing you're special. Man.
No, hey. No.
Because guys, let me tell you, as guys, like, the best place to live as a guy is a girl's head.
That doesn't make sense. That literally does. So you would rather say, okay, it's fine, I didn't pay the bill, ne?
She's gonna
and
think Oksala, about
you're gonna think about me
forever.
But
let me tell you, Monaka, funny enough, Zile, now you are talking about me. Then you go to Tibla. Let me tell you, Zile, now our little day, imagine this thing happened when? On Friday. What are weekend come, Kabi? I said,
okay, so do you do this with Yanda or do you do this with all girls?
No, only Yanda.
Oh, so it's just her.
What?
Yeah, you are the only girl that like ever plays.
Giving real friends, how many of us?
Yeah, like,
is it really your friend?
No, wait, but you have another female friend, don't you?
Who? Vanessa.
Mm-mm, isn't Vanessa? There's another girl. She's always in you and Gucci's videos. I don't know her name though.
Sherdina.
I don't know her name.
No, Sherdina. That's Sherdina. That's Machu. They pay their bills. Vanessa, you like number one. She pays their bills. Akina kutsumor, shaken margarita, spaghetti wapater. Why? Keep impressing.
No.
Our friendship.
No.
You know, what am I impressing?
I'm judging.
Lina, I'm impressing.
No. I'm impressing, but like, you're the only guy friend that makes me pay for stuff.
Exactly. No, all my girlfriends, Baba Hoots. My girlfriend says food. They pay. I don't do that. Champagne, show me regular champagne. 50-50 champagne.
Even worse, Zila and I have never gone 50-50 on champagne. Each person sees what they want.
Split the bill.
No. If I want 3 bottles of Verve, I'm gonna pay for them on my own.
No,
he's
friend.
Gonna drink his Hennessy and Jaeger.
No,
no, no, no. There isn't. I'm here to sell
never
you
go out with Zile. Please never go out with Zile.
Can I tell you? Now that you've told me, I'll go out with you. We can. It's fine.
We
with
can
that,
go out together.
I don't trust you.
Guys, now here's the thing. In life, you need people to sell you dreams. So Yanda will go to the club, ne? Not wanting to do karamna bo, o karaka di six champagne, ne? Ulive lam fara ko tawana di tlotamo, and Yanda tor. And all right, yes, bar. Karamna we live young and not for. U tlobana di so I'm the guy to pump you to like feel the vibe.
Okay, so you're doing it out of love.
Yes.
You
know,
I'm a supporter.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
So and support. We're talking
that, I guess I understand. Yes.
But in all honesty, king am, what say balwa, na ka texting, aka lela na maya, ke komedia. Ka creation na ba ke tshola dizimba tsaka ka mari ba ska ngkhopela. Na ba ke re nix mapa ke ngwala mo skipping. Just in case.
Gwen.
Yeah. No, hey. But yeah, man.
But is it a petty man thing? Can I ask?
I think it is.
No, and I'm not being tribalistic or anything, man. But most petty guys that I've met, you guys are all stingy. It's a thing, right? You see?
I can talk for all of them because I wouldn't know if a guy is stingy or not.
No, you know I'm not dating a petty man. It tells you everything you need to know.
But you tried.
I didn't try. I just attempted.
Yeah.
And I
can see what I'm doing. Oh, man. I'm not a fan. I'm not a fan.
Yes, but the thing is, no, I don't even feel shame. No, I don't feel shame. Yeah. It's fine. But dude, mine's dead. We're not talking about me. I'm okay. Asking you as a petty man, why you are you taking a guy?
Okay, but
thank
but
you.
Okay, sorry, I'm
why happy. Are you stingy?
Okay, being stingy, some of it's like I think you're commanding, man. Like I feel like I'm not pretty enough. It's stingy, man. Like, what do you mean? Ko regeti mi rir ka o regala dieta ka o regala everything. Cause complain. Muna annually ka 100 rand tamu naka now. And I'm putting no, I'm 30 kir. 100 rand ka keudia. That's what they used to do that with my uncle. As no far my aunt chelit or my koti chelit.
Yes.
To muna ngana tama ka dieta. I'm feeling 500. Ngana na skipa na dieta. I wanna work sa fever to chelit. Bananas keep.
No. I just feel like you guys are stingy. And the thing is because you go for women that know you guys, like women that don't care, that women that are very hyper masculine, so they'll take care of themselves because they know this one is not gonna do anything for me.
Bro, it's
your guys' type.
I kid you not, ne? Funny enough, with my girlfriend, I don't even know the last time she paid for anything.
Oh, that's sweet.
You see? Okay,
like with my hand, I don't.
Good.
Yeah, unless sometimes I think she pays for things because no, I'm not. I don't like.
Yeah,
when
she
you,
doesn't want you to get.
Because I will ask her, what do you want? Alivala.
Okay.
That's when she'll pay for it because I'm like, you should have told me.
Kana. Time. Okay.
But I make sure that she doesn't pay for shit because. Bafana barato raluka kachelete kamunte kam. Hey, bafana baraluka kachelete kamunte kam. So I'd rather take care of mine. And also, that's me good. And Yanda's thing is like, I feel like you're rebonda sometimes.
Rebonda kachelete. Yeah, man. Yeah, ka.
I'm so dead.
But how are you feeling in after you've announced on part? I just don't want to go. I just want to see or Hulanyan after the trauma bonding we did.
Wait, who Hulang?
Yeah.
Hulaman, guys. These two and their inside jokes. I literally feel like a third wheel.
Sorry. No, that's okay. What people feel sometimes.
No, I get her now. Like, it's tough.
Yeah,
can you explain the joke to me?
You?
Or is that a deep one?
It's a deep one.
It's the deep one.
Yeah, but all I can say, I'm so sorry, Yanda, that I didn't pay for Bilia 600, Kitsuru 500 camera being. That was not unruly of me, especially after.
That was not unruly. Okay.
Especially
unruly.
After Matata Oam Pudjong on. I need a 500 in
But guys, on the topic of girlfriends, I wanted to ask you, how do you guys feel about insecure girlfriends? Ne? I'm not going to make an example of anybody.
Make an example! Asking.
I'll get to that.
Oh, there was a girl who said something about...
Let me finish, then you can say. So, for example, how do you feel about girls that like to... Let me not use the word attack, but they like to go after girls that they feel their partner is entertaining instead of going after who?
The man.
How do you guys feel about that? Because I've just been seeing clips of a specific individual. And
let's spreading humor. I say ENCA. There's no PR.
Let's look at this. Bruce and Aquita.
Oh, Bruce and Aquita?
Yes.
Okay, I want to make sure that everyone knows what Manaka said that.
Tato, is it okay if you pass me that bottle of water there? Is anyone drinking it?
No, you can take shots. This one.
There's water there, babe.
There.
Yeah.
Yes, can I please have water?
Yeah. But yeah.
So, for example, ne? Did you guys see the podcast? Yeah, was Shai.
I saw the clip.
You saw the clips, right?
Shai,
Shai is my friend, right?
Yeah.
And now people are like, for example, saying like her and Bruce. And then Akrita was like, dude, why are you so comfortable around my man?
And Shai is comfortable around Bruce.
No, that's what Akrita said. She is like, why are you so comfortable around my partner?
When did she say this, by the way?
Maybe last week.
Online.
After Zim. Not on live. She texted this.
Oh.
Then Shai is like, how? My sister. I don't want your man. And the thing is, it's not the only instance where something like this is happening.
But Bruce is cooking, yo.
My brother, even like with me, for example, like there's a time where I even went out of my way to message her and say, my sister, I messaged Nakwita. And I was like, dude, I don't want your man.
Bruce.
Like, I promise you. Yes. I was like, I've never touched your man. I don't want your man. Stop thinking I'm the opposition. Because I remember we used to follow each other. She unfollowed me, removed me as a follower. I was like, oh, okay. It'd be like that sometimes.
Why do people feel like I'm gonna die if you remove me as a follower?
That's what I'm saying.
Bro, what
at
the fuck?
Least she had the decency to remove you as a follower so you don't
you know
look
what?
Like a fan.
Hell yeah, you're right. But it's like, why do some people feel the need to go after the woman? Like, dude, if you really feel that way, fight your man. Like, why are you fighting the woman? Because if your man wants to cheat, then he's going to cheat. Whether or not you say, if I'm someone who wants to entertain you, nigga, I will entertain him if I want.
Yeah.
Don't fight me. Fight him. This is a moral thing, but that's your man at the end of the day. So it's just like, I don't understand girls who operate like that. So I'm asking you guys, what are your thoughts?
My chat is, what is my chat?
What is your chat?
What is my chat? I think it's more of a self-esteem issue, you know, instead of like leaving the guy and being at peace with yourself, you know, self-love, blah, 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 validating yourself. You stay with that piece of ish of a man and you go through so much bull-ish and you just watch him entertaining other girls. Why? Because maybe your self-esteem is low, you know? So in this instance, did Breeze cheat on Akwita?
I have no idea. If I did know, I have no idea.
But he's just entertaining other girls on camera.
I think so. I don't know. I was just confused. I was like, dude, like, nobody's trying to get with your man like that, bro. At least the us. Maybe there's other girls we don't know about.
Yeah.
But it's like, don't fight the girls. Because if you, for example, fighting us, it's like...
But, okay, can I just say, this is what makes us guys be guys, man. Number one power. Let me tell you. Listen. The number one power that I know as guys we have, né, is that the fact that girls don't love each other. You know, if I want to get more girls at a party, I must just invite more girls. I have to invite the first group and it settles and it chooses chairs, chooses glasses, and I invite another one. So what they do, they're going to fight for territorial settlement.
Okay.
You get me? So now, bro, let me and this is a true story. One thing about you guys, bro, you know you are angry because I'm talking to her. It's not like you are talking to me alone. Yes. I'm the one. But you know what a girl is going to do? They're going to be like, or push you or just feel something on you and do that tension that girls do that they think it has aura and it doesn't have aura. You know?
That's right.
What the fuck, bro? Just slap her if you want to slap her for heaven's sake. You know what I mean? And here's the thing. It's like, I remember there was a guy actually in Cheria, and the girl just saw chat. And the girl didn't even care about the chest. She was like, let me see this girl.
So she cared more about the girl than the guy.
Hey, she wants
see,
to
that's
see,
a problem.
She wants to see, okay, is it the boobs? Is the, and I want to reconcile with you, with what you are saying. Is the right way to... You get me? So the fact you're like, it's more of a self-esteem thing.
Yeah.
You think it's
like, you think you're better than me. You think... Bro, if a girl is entertaining me, I can just be like, yo... You know what? I miss my hand. I can be like, and as gents, and I feel like I'm a victim of this because I've suffered from this.
Are you the victim or the predator?
No, the victim. Sometimes when girls flirt with us, we don't realize this is flirting.
You're lying.
You like, are lying. Like,
you're lying. So when a girl's...
That's what you want to think of. If someone were to touch you on the shoulder right now...
So Yanda, were you flirting with me?
When?
On the show, when we're doing the show.
But what boy?
Then it's not the same.
Exactly.
It's not the same.
I fought with the fact that I'm flirting with Yanda.
But you know me.
Thank you.
This is my point.
No,
Zile. No. You've known me for like the past 2 years now. If a random girl just goes, huh, Zile, oh my
God. Of course, you can start
to move. She's flirting with you. Ah, Zile, come on.
But all I'm saying is that I feel like it's a bit unfair for when Yanava to attack you. Honestly, for us gents is good, great news. Another day in the office, you know. Honestly,
come on, bro. Yeah, I hear you.
Bro, if I find a guy, fussing or kissing my girl, as I'm forcing some decent, bro, I'm gonna leave the guy mainly because I know he's gonna slap me if I try fighting with him. But like, I'm gonna just tell my hand, or you know what, I'm done with you. Me and the gent, we're gonna be cool, or.
Away. Call it a day, ne?
Because you didn't say Zile is nothing. You didn't. You just went there with your game and you took her. You could have just said, I have a man's.
And leave it there, you see? Yeah.
Also, I feel like girls are sneaky. Girls are very, very sneaky. No shade to Breeze, right? In any shape or form. But Breeze is like hot property right now, you know? He's on one of like the coolest podcasts right now. He's dating the baddest girl ever.
And she's bad. And we can't take that away from her show.
That's what girls...
I'm just saying Akwita.
Okay. And that's what girls are attracted to, you know, the power. This many subscribers on YouTube, this many followers on Instagram. He's dating a bad bitch and he's spoiling her too. Let me stin her. Nine times
out of
ten.
And he's going to Zimbabwe too much.
Kalva kalamana. Nine times out of ten, it's not even about the guy at all. It's about the honey. It's about dinnering the honey. Because like you said, girls don't like each other at all.
That's what makes us kings.
Okay, we're pushing it. But I get what you're saying. But I also feel like just as a female, like you can't fight the girl. But girls are evil. We are 1,000%. When you see a fine man, you know, as a girl, you're not going to care sometimes. Not us. We are good people this side.
Have you ever seen that someone?
No, friend. I actually haven't.
Munaka, you...
I haven't.
No, no, Munaka, I'm going to just
be
honest.
Can I be honest? I'd have to think about it.
No,
can I
just be honest? I just want to talk what I think.
So you look like the type of... you think about me?
No. You look like the type of... Also, you are flirty.
With who?
With
no,
who?
No. You are, in general, you are a flirtish person.
Look, I'll
you
be
know
not,
how to
no,
flirt,
no.
like
no, no,
from the
also,
back of your palm.
No, I think I'm just very friendly, and a lot of people take it as I'm flirting. And then I'm confused when they come back to me, and then they say, "Yeah, Munaka and I think we like." I'm like, "Why would you think that? Because I touched your shoulder. It's a shoulder. So my friend has a shoulder. My uncle has a shoulder. I have a shoulder.
Can I say that, Lynn?
It's not the same, Zile. It's not the same. No, it's not the same.
Lina, I'm
not contradicting myself. It's not the same thing.
You are not friendly. You are flirting.
Thank you. When you probably flirting. You're not friendly. You have, for example, Zile.
Have I flirted with you, Munaka?
You've never flirted with me. Yeah. Yeah, you haven't.
That's what I do with you is what I do with everyone. Just that the receiving part is different.
Before we receive any more other things, right, I have to tell you guys about a competition running right now that is an absolute game changer. Seriously, how would you like to win free groceries? Oh my gosh, for an entire year. I would love that. Because we're in the middle of a recession, please. Hollywood Bets, give this to me. I need it the most. I'm not joking. Our partners at Hollywood Bets have teamed up with Wallet Stock for a massive giveaway for the whole month of October. They are giving away 80 prizes in total. We're talking grocery vouchers, new appliances for your home, betting vouchers, and even straight up cash prizes. But the grand prize that one lucky person will win is groceries for a full year. So how do you get in on the draw for this? It's incredibly easy. All you have to do is deposit 200 Rand or more into your Hollywood Bets account using the easy and secure method payment. Wallet Stock. When you go to make a deposit, just select the Wallet Stock option, top up with 200 Rand or more, and you are automatically entered. It is that easy. With 80 winners being drawn, your chances of winning something are fantastic. But remember, this is running from now until the 31st of October. We've put the link for you in the pinned comments below to get you started. You can sign up there or simply just log in to make your deposits. If you're a new user, use our code MACG. And of course, you must be 18 or over and have a valid Hollywood Bets account to participate. And please, as always, deposit and play responsibly. This is one of the best and most practical prize giveaways I've seen. So if you're planning to top up this month, make sure you use Wallet Dog. Good luck. Or is shoulder irang?
Wallet Dog. What do I Wallet Dog or shoulder when? But yeah, man. I feel like Munaka. I don't think you've ever flirted with me, ne? But
I've
some
never
people,
flirted with
yeah, some people might take it as flirting. And the same way you think, Ori, you are being like friendly. Lina, that's what I feel most of the time. I just feel like I'm being friendly.
You just feel like you're being friendly. Yes, someone else but as you're flirting.
Yeah, but I get it, ne? And I want to say this to everyone, to the gents, because what Bruce is going through, I think I've been through that at some point in my life, ne? And man, Bona and gents, most of you are going to get what you want. Like, let it be a job, let it be a car, let it be a house, let it be everything. And some girls are not entertaining you right now, you know? Someone always says, you attract more flies with honey. But I feel like you attract more flies with a rotten meat, you know? You get it?
Wow, Zile.
Fuck.
I don't even know.
So you get me? Wow. So now, a lot of people, some girls, bro, genuinely just want to go there to you and prove a point.
Yeah.
Facts.
You guys think he's this guy with motion. Let me go. And some people don't like good things going on for you.
For sure.
You know? And us gents, we are always victims of this. If now I have a car.
Victim is a push, but
yeah,
continue.
Victim is a push.
It's a push. You're still a man, you made the decision.
Yes, but I'm trying to keep it. Okay.
If there's bait in the ocean and then the fish comes to swim, you could see that this one something's off.
Yeah, and I feel sorry because a lot of girls will come to you when you have motion, and motion is not about motion. promotion or internet fair. Yeah. I'm talking about cars. I'm talking about being number one in class. So you're going to attract a lot of bad energy towards you, even though you're attracting as good, you know. That's how life works. Kamuki good, kamuki bad, you know. And when you're never just because they want to tarnish what you have.
That's so true.
Unfortunately, they don't even, some girls don't even like you if cameras are not on. I've been with people by long at some point. A girl wanna entertain a car about to flat alone.
Wait, can I ask Azile, when you were in a public relationship, do you feel like a lot of girls were trying to get with you during that time?
Nah, I don't know, bruh, because I can't name some. I can't name
any. But you could feel, can you not feel that I'm a...
Can you not see, like, through your tears?
All of a sudden, it's gone up.
No, 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 for sure, for sure. Because also, my ex lady now, I want to give him to me.
Yeah, she's a baby.
She's also very beautiful.
Like, she's a 10, you know, and... She as is. Long as... But you know, when you're going to prove a point, you know? And if you guys think internet is something... Wait until you vibe with your hand in real life. Like, wait all of a sudden, hell, hell, hell. But when she serves my hand, but when you serve me, and you're making jokes. And I feel like most gents fall into that. Like, one of the things Jilungur in the Bible took men down is a woman.
Yes, Jezebel. It's a woman's greatest weakness. But shout out to the women. Maybe I support women's rights and wrongs, you know? But be like this.
Arahani, stina sona. Right and wrong,
right and wrong.
What's that meme of Julius Malema?
Back to Limpopo.
Back to Limpopo. Ah, Mina. Mina. I'm not even going to deny it, Oaks. Like,
you have?
No, I am like a bro.
Oh, yeah,
I'm glad we're late. Keep bro.
Nah.
Yeah, that's for sure.
Nah.
I have so much faith in you. I want to actually.
You don't know. You don't know, Yanda.
I don't know her, man.
Nah, you don't know
her. I don't think I know her.
When I end up with you,
you're going to be a vampire. Then Tim Viakdala.
Ah, Yanda.
Mina.
Who did you check us in? Who was it?
Who haven't? I'm kidding. I'm kidding, but this year.
Now to think of it,
this year, I don't know how many relationships have
maybe
Kikama
or Tuma Rayanda.
What? What I'm doing right now?
Hey, maybe Kikama.
Nah, it's not common.
It's not
but,
common.
Like,
do you promote Astin according to Lian and Kilam Patakastin? But I didn't need it, guys. I couldn't believe I got it. Ask him.
You know what? It happens, man. You know.
What do you mean it happens? Because, dude, like, don't you, like, I can understand having a crush on someone, eh? Well, like, you know that they have a girlfriend, for example.
Yeah.
That makes sense. You can maybe flirt a little bit, but you can't, like take it to the next level.
If it gets there, it gets there.
Yanda, no.
If we like each other, we like each other.
But don't you fear that when it's your turn, when one day there's going to be another Yanda that also does the exact same thing?
By that time, I've already moved on. Usathi ustina mina kanti mina sengidlulile lapha found another boyfriend.
So you know that's why it's not a long time.
Umthwa yanda.
No guys, but I've changed my ways. I'm changing my ways. I'm reformed. This thing of sharing is thing. This but is the last time you shine steam.
You always say this, ne? Until you do la wena retreat. So when don't judge me.
No, guys. Guys, no.
No, this last one is my last one.
Are you done?
No, after this, I'm done. I, this thing
so
is
so there's one that she just did to now. Right now.
Hey, I guess I'm
going to
go. Oh,
God. I could never do that to someone because it's happened to me. So I can't.
It's not my fault. It's my dad's fault.
No, blame it on you. You have issues and it's okay.
Yes.
She's healing, guys.
If my dad hadn't left,
thank you.
I would have been fine.
Thank you.
I would have been a good girl. It's not my
thank
fault.
You. It's not her fault.
Give
her
up.
She's healing.
No, healing.
I hear that. I won't lie. She's just healing.
And I can't need to give on the TikTok. I'm following her. Girls with daddy issues, itam. Itam. And I'm not going to talk to her.
Oh my God.
I've seen it.
Stina or not?
Oh my God. But guys, on the conversation of the YouTubers, have you guys been seeing what's going on between...
Hey, we can
you. Speak.
I'm going to keep it a bag, guys. I'm keeping it a bag. I can't go nowhere a bag.
Oh my God.
So, can you scave under the water?
Guys, I'm sorry. I'm a fish. In a water maze.
Dudu is a mastermind of words.
So, Dudu, I agree. Oh, no, okay. Well, Aaron, I agree. But I can't say that. I'm sure nobody hates him. Say that. I can't say that. Come here, come here. I don't know. What can I do? But Zile, but the same height as Totolo Zia Fago. Hey. No, they said that, man.
Who said that,
though? Fago, bleach. But we. But they... But guys, you guys are gonna laugh at it. No, they
stand
said
up.
No, man.
Yanda, no,
stand
no,
up.
Man. So, Dudu, I want to tell you, hey, I'm sorry, sharp, Dudu, man. Anna, what can I do? Not, I want to solve a deal on the fag.
But oh, hi, dying.
Yeah, I have to tell you, fag.
They don't see me.
Ah, what's that?
Hello, Zia, man.
What's
that? But when did they say this? I'm so confused. Like, yo.
No, okay. But we were like fighting around that time. But we squashed it, ne? Okay. Dudu abo or no man. Zile usolvile matata elefago. Mara Aaron orasi avle len arno. What can I do? I just 48. I chila punch. I have a fago.
Fago. Oh, she gave it to Aaron.
I have Aaron.
Yes.
I just 48. Yeah, chila sponge. I find Aaron. Aaron, from now on, you're the official ambassador of chila sponge.
Dude, is this true?
Yo. Aaron, a streamer. I'm keeping a bad chair. You know, I'm saying HSN all the way.
What's HSN?
Hot shot Aaron. HSN.
Hot shot HS.
Hot shot
HSA.
Oh, hot shot Nation.
Okay. Oh, HSN.
Yeah, HSN.
Yeah.
I want to know, man. Father God, we are found. Hot shot. 48. Aaron Rally, Cape Town, Astriba. I'm not 48. I tell you, I miss like a flight. Cho. Hey, you are phone. Yo, bro, why?
Where you at?
Why are you, honey? Where are you? Aaron is Arab. Aaron is Arab. I look at the replacement. After the Gen Z show has to go on.
Yeah, it has to go on. Shoot.
Bruce Garuna Matatai. So, yo. Hante Aaron Ulatuamo, I have Bijamin Party. Bijamin Party. At the Bijama Party.
Yes.
At Yakuni Abelson. Yo.
Hey.
And the last time when they were fighting, Aaron, we are talking about why Bruce I did a video goes to be the story.
Doesn't make sense, but they're not ayats are the same thing.
They're not
thing.
The same thing. Yo, Aaron, I grew up till like 48, that chill sponge came down. to defend this case, ne? What Toma? Babulela bar, no, man. Aaron, what he did is not the one. What he did now, you feel like what I'm saying?
Yeah.
You feel like what I'm saying? And Aaron out to keep it a bag. Now, Domingos Akushar now. Hey, Chad, you know, it's your boy Domingos, man. I feel like people are Judas. It's just an hour at
oh, I saw what Aaron.
Afita, Anamela, flight, that's where Babala Safita. Guy, Joe, Safita, Joe, Dudu, no, it's not enough. I'm for 48.
In where she said, yeah, she
oh my gosh.
A short hot shot, run a poster, no, they shot without me, 1, 2, 3, a poster.
But the show must go on.
Hey, a poster, yeah, you know what, I'm not, it's not like I'm moving sideways, you know, I'm going to say, I'm a yo-yo.
Yeah.
Ah, no, Domingo Sabon or no, man. Something is. Naka a fake account, yeah. I have a fake account.
Okay.
And DM among Domingos. Car, why did you unfollow Aaron? And why did Aaron unfollow what? Gen Z podcast.
You do have a fake account.
A fake account. Why? That's what fight about Lelanda. So, Gabon or no fight, you can't get the results. Domingos, I just screenshot a fake account, yeah.
What?
A poster. People are moving like Judas.
What?
Back to the Bible. So now, Domingos, the whole shot, Aaron, they are fighting.
God. That is insane.
What I don't understand is...
Wait, can I just say, yeah. Someone has to make a video of this story time and they must dance it and they must do it. And like, you explained it beautifully. Yeah. Like, wow, that is a story time.
The worst part, the worst case scenario about this, let me tell you the boring part about this whole thing.
Oh my God.
So, Hoshi and Aaron is probably the like one number one streamer in South Africa. Ne?
Really?
Like, right now, so he's consistent.
He's like
let's
really
not
consistent.
Lie. Let's keep it a pack.
So Nabila,
yeah, let's keep it a pack.
No, bro.
He's been quiet. Been
live. Oh. Like, he's been consistent. Yeah. Like, the other day, he had Nadia Nakai.
Yeah, that's massive.
So,
really?
Dudu, that's what Dudu Kara, Chile Spanchila for the 8th dialogue, get you know, Lori. I'm going to give you a podcast here streaming, Momek G.
What?
Hey! So, how chat Aaron audio podcast ID a stream mom say piece it but naked what it won't happen.
Ah. So you better tip us up people like, last
dude,
year.
Dude. And it didn't happen.
Oh, sorry, it didn't happen. Remeti billboard.
It was the billboard. Guys.
That my billboard dire come at you.
Guys.
I'm hearing you. So what are you saying, Yanda?
What do you got? You know fighting in Borlori? When you fight with other people, you're gonna get you win fights. When you go home, that energy, Litwa ilela, let's go fight amongst each other. And you're like a four aside.
My chat is there's so many of them and they're like constantly fighting. Like you can see that. These guys aren't boys like that. They wouldn't ride or die for each other, man. At this point, I don't know if they're doing it for... Like, they're doing the podcast for the show. Because now it just seems like it's just fight after fight, man. Argument after argument. I saw Mickey Sente, but to give a Judah, see?
You know what I think the issue is? I think the issue is, I don't think you can have too many superstars in one space. Especially superstars of the same gender. You see, like, for example, this can work. We've got a man. You're a star. I'm a star. But we all can be stars in our own dimension.
I like how our genres are different.
And our genres are very different. You know, you're the luxury girl. We know you. You are Yanda Woods. Uzile, you make us laugh. Comedian guy. Also, Likombo artist. You understand? Yeah. I'm a star. So it's like...
You forgot to add, I'm a piano. I have a song. Kinalukosha.
Oh my gosh. Oh, the one you featured there.
Hey, kinalukosha.
She's an artist, guys.
Kina artist.
Do you see? So do you see how there's a balance?
I made sure to go through my spreadsheet thoroughly before I signed it. But you only get those things after the song has reached a year. Like, you must wait for the song to be 1 year old. Then after, you can get your money. That's why when Jima Shuho was crying over not getting the Buyu Marung money, I was like,
but
apparently, the song needs to be a year old. So, ulelang, was he not told?
But you know, people sign contracts, they don't think. Also, it's easy to take advantage of people that don't.
And how should Aaron Woodley say a sign?
Oh my God!
He didn't sign what?
Any contract?
He didn't sign.
With Chilas Pancho with.
Guys, let's leave it. But what was I saying? I was saying that there's too many superstars there, and they're all in the same space. You can't have too many stars in one place because people are not the egos, testosterone,
and everyone wants to get to the top.
Can I be honest? Let me tell you, out of everyone, Hotshot has been consistent with his live stream. And I feel like Fago, I used to love his videos. And I still
Fago's
do. Cool.
Fago's watching the one with the braids.
He's such a nice guy.
Yes, like, sweet guy. He used to do a lot of videos. I have Brahma interview, Avanyana. Can you make it jiggle? Stuff like that.
Oh,
yeah.
Okay.
Come on.
Wait, sorry. Would you ever do that, though? No, I think that stuff is ghetto. Like, no offense to the girls that do it. Make it jiggle, man.
But does it jiggle, though?
I have too much self-worth, too much self-respect.
You
want to
turn around for a man?
Guys. On camera.
When I said Dada 360.
Even if I wasn't, like, known, I still wouldn't do it. Make it jiggle for what? For Ing?
Because you know you must do this.
Guys, it's fine.
You know what I don't like, bro? You know what I don't like?
Girls that don't want to make it jiggle.
No, well, that also. But you know what I don't like? Munaka, you've once twerked a lot of times on your videos.
My twerking is not the same. I twerk for myself.
Your twerking is twerking.
No, I twerk for myself. And I was 17. I was still in high school.
Oh, that video. Oh my God, someone's so iconic.
Thank you.
Designers for the haters.
But guys, I was 17 and I wasn't twerking. We're not shaking ass.
You guys were shaking ass.
No, we're not shaking ass, guys. You don't know.
Don't have a karachi. You guys were shaking ass.
You only do this mini twerk that you do when you do videos. She always does a mini twerk.
I know what you're saying. Yeah, but can I tell you, that's not twerking. Someone's not coming to me and say, shake that ass, and I turn around for them. I'm not insane.
Okay, we are done with you. Yanda, we're not going to groove. Any champagne is not saying. So you guys don't mind twerking for yourselves. You don't want to be told to twerk.
I don't twerk at the club, though.
Yes.
Which club?
Any club. Why is everyone making faces?
Guys, come on. I'm not that good.
Bloom.
So there's another set of
shake my ass.
Guys, which Yanda do you know?
Oh, yeah. I might have. Hey,
Yanda was shaking ass.
Yo.
This one.
The champagne. Yo.
When I'm here, champagne, you feel your meal a little good to be like a cone. You don't want to ram on me.
Hey, no, this is you.
Guys, first of all.
Well, you don't know
her. I don't know her. Listen, I have an idea, but listen, I don't know her.
Right? I don't shake my ass for Amak Butumela.
For sure.
Like, when we were on tour, right, there would always be, like, girls around. If I'm shaking ass, it's usually in front of the girlies. I'm not with the guys. I'm with the baddies.
That makes sense.
I'm entertaining the baddies. I don't remember anyone taking a video of me.
But also, you know, you're a girl who's nice to shake ass altogether, though.
Yeah.
With the baddies, you will shake that ass. But as soon as a man
comes, exactly, because men always ruin the vibe. Like, it's nice when girls are together. We're all happy.
And we're shaking ass in peace.
We're all shaking ass together.
Thank you.
Yeah, man, that's nice. Until a man comes.
You want to... Thank you. But you were saying Fargo.
Yeah, Fargo. Yes. Yeah, he used to, like, be consistent with that. Even somebody was working with Joseph Dari at their featuring film.
Oh, damn.
Who else?
Can Joseph for what guy, man?
Eh?
Sorry, I'm going off track. Where's Joseph?
Joseph is on GSTV.
Oh.
He even dropped a video a day ago, 80,000. Don't play with Joseph.
Joseph is that guy.
He's clean.
He is that guy.
Who else? Siv used to do a lot of skits.
No, Siv was killing
a lot of skits. A lot of skits, man. And who else is there?
Did him and his girlfriend ever say why they broke up? Or they just broke up and just left it at that?
If they did say, I don't know. Hey?
That one is tough.
I have no idea.
When I'm hot, I so bulel.
Ah, tamachama to a gratitude, which is.
Wena.
Gratitude, how fair, honest. But Javat.
I get it. I wonder why they broke up.
Yeah, I wonder too.
Because they were cute.
Sine and Sev.
And you're listening to Dubai, ne?
Hey, Wena. We level up, international.
Like, my ego as a man would just go away. Like, if I saw my hand or my ex hand go to
that
different
would motivate
country.
Me do better. If now I win 100 million, I'm going to give it to my worst enemy and I want to make sure that I win. I work hard so that I win another 100 million. I fetch I add 10 million. I have 110 million. I'm finish a challenge. That's motivation.
That's motivation.
It depends on how you take it. Ne? And by the way, two shot. They look go freshman make a podcast.
I didn't watch the thing, but I saw clips that he was.
I know what to ex that we still want to Dubai, but I say she will my Dubai. You too short are real.
But what if Dapi has built a house for his mom? What if Dapi has bought a car for his mom? You know, some mommies don't want to go overseas. They don't want a Louis Vuitton bag. Some want houses, a car, something that makes sense.
I hear you, Yanda.
And it's not like extra would blow it up in my van.
It's been a while.
The light bill is up now. The way he's been up.
Mm. I think people's mistakes sometimes they feel they project they project how they would treat their family members onto you. So if you're not doing something, like for example, if you don't buy your mom a house, you don't
maybe
have
can,
to.
Maybe can you go
your mom will
short.
Appreciate something else. Yeah. Maybe. But you don't have to do certain things. Maybe you would do that, but me and my relationship is not the same. So don't project what you would do. Don't do that to me.
Jealousy is a big thing in these streets. Because, Dapi's been around, like, he's been dropping banger after banger. Too short head. Can't believe it's what he's doing. I'm going to do it.
I'm going to do it. Thank you. I don't know about you guys, but I'm tired of spending way too much data. And thank goodness with the Capitec Connect just made life easier with their new reduced data bundles. And when I say affordable, I really mean affordable. It's the same fast network, no drama, no you've run out of data message halfway through a TikTok binge. So if you're trying to save while staying connected, get a Capitec Connect SIM in branch and recharge on the Capitec app. No catch, just smooth connection with Capitec Connect. So that if you wanna be in like in aligned with the TikTok dramas, ne, get a Capitec Connect SIM in branch. So that you know Yanda Oka. Oh, by the way, shout out to Briefly Zima.
Briefly News.
So let me tell you, Timblatolofiria dudu. So let me tell you about what happened, ne?
What happened?
What I told you, and I sent you a screenshot. So I'm chilling a morning. Briefly essay in my DMs. I'm like, yo, finally, I'm gonna get an article. Nyana kozo wa mo kiko can use paper. Kikrayer, good morning, Zile. Sharp. We saw Rihanna and Tony Diamani got separated, and we want you to have a comment because the public think you are happy about the whole scenario. I'm like, what?
What was it like? Gonna happy like?
Anana. To that point, man.
To make a comment.
But to make a comment. I'm like, you know what? Before I do anything, let me just show you to Yanda. Yanda's Kalaka. So.
Dude, after you sent me that article, I went to Google and then I Googled my name, right? And then I saw Daily Sun wrote an article about the breakup. And then after that, Briefly News wrote an article. And then Wona Magazine wrote an article. And I was like, fuck.
Was it that deep?
No, it was never that deep. They're supposed to be writing about Abo Bonang, all these guys. It's just a stupid breakup. Like, we're okay, we're fine, we're boys. Really?
The article, this.
Daily Sun.
I feel like I missed an opportunity, man. I could have advertised my Archer somehow.
Sam would be like, no.
No, you know.
With Archer.
So the reason they
broke up was as hot as the Archer.
I was like, Yanda was supposed to promote and they write it. My Archer @.com @ this numbers. And the guy didn't like it, so they broke up.
Yes, you should have done that. But Zile, can I ask you?
Yeah.
As a business owner,
sure.
Like, do you find it hard to balance content with running a business? Because how has that transition been? Actually, and you also have a business. You have Legends, ne? Are you fully involved or is it more like
you still have Legends running it?
Guys, I sold that shop like...
Oh, really?
Munakawana, you don't know.
Yeah, I don't. I'm so sorry.
I sold that shop though. Like 2 years ago.
Do you have a business now?
No, I'm just a girl.
You're just
I'm
a just girl. A
trust. Hey, let me not even say trust fund baby because the SIU these days, I like no homole.
Hey. Just keep, it's okay. But yeah, do you feel like there's been a transition?
It's one like, if you see me not posting, because I have, not to say at least, I have like multiple businesses behind the scenes, you know?
Also, not just Aja.
I'd say it's part of
the empire, conglomerate.
And, you know, like, yo, it's stressful. Bro, like, for example, I sent this guy money to maintain some certain things, like in one of my businesses.
So, operation manager?
Something like that. You can just say that, or for a man, or something. Whatever you can call it. Anyway.
That rhymes.
Sometimes you just give people names.
Okay.
Because what he did, it upset me. So, I sent him money. I'm like, yo, buy 123123. Bro, not this guy calling me after, like, an hour. I'm thinking you bought this. Nah, you know what I'm fair to. I lost the money. What do you mean you lost
what
the money?
What do you mean you lost? How much did you give him?
It was like 4K.
No, that's still a lot of money.
And he withdrew the whole 4K and he got robbed all of a sudden.
No, he's lying. Biang, thank you.
You know, and I was like, you know, and also, I can't be there to do those things, you know?
Because you have other stuff to do.
Yes, I can't be there physical. What I hate about business, especially as a content creator now, like, weekends are the best times to be a content creator and be a business person.
Yeah.
So when you're a business, you can check how did you do a week. You know, you are reflecting on what you can change the next week.
Yeah.
But now when you're a content creator, it's also the best because events are happening. Mm.
Yeah. thank you.
I have to go. I have to do a podcast. I have to do this, you know. So it's like very difficult when you're in the space. That's why it's very, very, like, it's difficult in a way or you need to find people that you truly trust.
But who's this guy? Is it someone that you trust?
What I do trust.
So then why would you steal your money? Because he stole from you.
But yeah, it's kidding.
He stole from you.
I don't think he did steal from me.
No, he did.
I think, I don't want to believe that for now.
Okay.
You know, when you trust someone so much to the point where, like, you don't want to believe that they could do
that to you. And people that you know will steal from you.
So to answer your question, I feel like it's very difficult because you have to pour into the same, into all the aspects, and they all need the same energy.
Ish.
Like, I can't do videos stealing normal J10, making people laugh and not put Archer at some point. At some point, it has to go and say Archer. Bro, wherever I go, the most asked question I used to have right now, and I love this question now, it used to be Yanda Utsu guy. But now they ask me Yanda, not Yanda, Achai guy.
That's beautiful.
But you can ask Yanda Utsu guy, but like I prefer Achai guy.
You don't know my like 24/7 whereabouts.
Yeah, no, that's okay. That's the fun of it.
But do you want to know where I'll be tomorrow?
I don't care.
But no, it's tough.
Do you want to know where I'll be tomorrow?
Travis Scott.
Ungitipi.
Are you going to the Travis Scott event?
I don't have a choice. I have to be there.
Yeah.
Monaga,
we will be there.
Low-key words.
Monaga, you need to charge more for appearances.
You think so?
Because you fucking show up.
You think so? Actually.
Monaga and PD. We're showing up to PR events. And Dev. I know I'm at a wrong event if I don't see Monaka, PD, and Desley.
I do want to start charging for those things.
No, you should, bro.
Like,
they must be guaranteed that you are going to be there.
Yeah.
Like, no matter what, you don't miss anything. Whether they are paying, whether they are not, whether they are far, whether they are close, you are always there. I feel like you should charge, bro. You would make more money.
I used to charge. Well, I do still for some stuff. Like, obviously, but now I've reached a point where there's certain things I just say no to. Like, if I don't have to go, I don't go. But if it benefits me, like, for example, today we went to a Meta event. There's things I'm going to learn there that I probably can ask my friends, but I'd rather just be there. You're meeting directors of Meta, all of that stuff. Mm. And also for me, if it doesn't kill me, I'll go. Mm. But I'm with you. Definitely charging appearances has to be a thing. Because, Shem, what is your advantage?
Because
we weren't there for long.
We were there for like 20 minutes, bro. Mm-hmm, because we had to come shoot. And what made me sad about that whole event was the fact that when we left, the food was smelling, bro. We
missed a bribe.
But they gave us mimosas at least.
Yes, and
we didn't even get our packages. I saw them, they were there.
But you see,
guys, the main thing about going to a PR event,
package.
But it's something. But also, like, those events must also just speak to the right people. Like, I went and I found there's a lady from the UK. So she is Ralph's boss, apparently. So I met
her. Who's Ralph?
Ralph is the
Ropi, but he works for Meta. If you want to connect with anybody, connect with him. I hope I'm allowed to do this. Yeah. Ralph, please don't kill me.
They must charge you for this.
I hope I'm allowed to. Anyways, but yeah.
And so if you guys want to connect on podcast, talk to Dudu. Ask Afina left out.
But no, shout out to Ralph. He's doing a great job for us. But got to meet the lady from the UK that works with Meta. So that was a good... Just introduce yourself. It goes a long way. You never know if they're going to use you. Even some lady from Dubai, I think she does Ralph's job, but for the Dubai creators. So do you see how you can connect yourself with the right people if you are focused? At least made a connection, went home, called it a day.
Yeah.
Networking is so important. Don't just get there when you laugh and fail.
Be having a mimosa.
That's me, bro. I used to be like a merchant for networking.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I used to be the best person to like network until now. And I'm like, you know, sometimes it's like, it's okay. Maybe it's because of... Let me tell you. Maybe it's the trouble. Maybe we can heal. I thought if you ever should have the email, you wanna feel energy of your character. Why not yours?
When
I leave the thing, when I see the same way, yo, there's a part, yeah, how, ne? You don't look at it. Email over email.
Never happens.
I will refresh the email, Lieutenant Uber. So it's like, you know, I feel like, and also, one thing I realized, and this is the truth, most of the time, people will use people that they want to use.
Absolutely.
You can force yourself. There's chances whereby, like, I remember when we got inside the social media space, we thought approaching a brand is the best thing. How many people in your life right now between who said, we approach this brand, if they are not an agent and they got approved?
Some. Let's not lie.
Wait, what's your question?
It's not okay. Like, how many people do you know, like, they went to a brand street and they got approved with an idea?
Oh, me.
Who?
Who did you go to?
Dior.
Wow, you went directly to them.
Dior.
Yeah, Dior. As in, like, Dior.
When did you go?
And did you do it through agency or did you do it through...
No,
you went directly to the brand.
I emailed the brand manager and I was like, hey, this is who I am. This is what I want to do. Mm. And they were like, all right, cool, bet, let's do it. And I was like,
You see?
And when
in the beginning. Oh my gosh, yes. I used to literally reach out all the time. And then, funny enough, my first brand deal didn't come from reaching out. It was fully through networking. I was friends with Dez. Dez was
Amara.
Friends with...
Yes, guys, but I just got misbehaved.
You know,
put them up here. I'm tired. I'm not okay.
She's not okay? I'm so dead. As I was saying, like,
baby.
I got my campaign, my first campaign. It was even KFC through Dez because Dez connected me with the brand manager.
Dez Lee.
He connected me with the brand manager. I did a great job. They saw my profile. They're like, now this girl's great. Wow. And it went well. So do you see how sometimes put yourself out there, but also... I won't lie. If you know the right people, they'll get you there. And one person can change everything.
You know one thing I realized, no? I feel like there's a smarter way of doing things.
Like, what do you mean?
Such as?
Like, okasino yako diyo karadi comments jabon. Yo, diyo. Diyo, diyoro.
Diyo, diyoro.
Mpeng campaign. Mpeng something.
Or mojo tekang diyoro, diyoro. You know, and ukasino yako KFC. The wings challenge. You get me? There's a smarter way of doing things. And I feel like when I'm there, like, even if I talk to you, I wouldn't say I would stand out, you know? Most of the time, I wouldn't stand out, but, like, it's worth a try. Yeah, it is worth a try. But I feel like there's a smarter way of doing things. I feel like how the best way I saw in reaching out is doing content that...
aligns with them.
Aligns. That's why it was like, I told whoever sounds sponsored, like today. But no sponsor ever told you any pizza.
It actually doesn't make sense. Yeah, that makes zero sense.
But the time they want to sponsor, I mean, Tamekilo, I thought 1 million.
Exactly. Sure. Guys, do it now. Yeah. Do it now before it's hype. But you're right.
Or no.
What's Nuku?
It's a pub brand.
Oh,
Nuku's a pub brand.
Hey, no,
and you're the ambassador. Come up with your own pub. Do an Acha and Pub special.
I mean, I reckon Acha Pile, but I'm doing it. Chacha is Anga Acha. Can you go for Travis Scott?
Speaking of which, can we please talk about the lineup for the concert? Because for me, it's not making sense. So for those
Touchline is coming
that don't know who's on Touchline the lineup,
you don't know Mfana Touchline.
Not Mfana Touchline.
Dwa?
No, Touchline. Touchline.
Man, come on.
Yeah, the rapper. You don't know
Touchline.
There's two Touchlines.
Yeah, the other one who touched the line, Khal.
The no side touch.
So the older one.
Yeah, it's like rocking 103 streams on Spotify.
So there's Mfana Touchline and Touchline.
I'm sorry, when you say 103 streams, he has 103 monthly listeners.
103,000.
Monthly
103,000. 100,000. Yeah.
Do you know this Touchline?
I don't. That's what I'm wearing.
But he's on the lineup, by the way.
Let me go listen to his songs.
Anyway, the people that are on the lineup are... So the main...
stage.
The main... Well... The main headliners are Questa, Aries, Touchline, 25K, Blackie, Vocalistic, Young Stunner, someone named Soweto's Finest, Chaotic, Kago, Coco Brown, Radix, and Shamburu. Someone named Shamburu.
Ah, no, that's my brother. Shamburu Makenzo. He's Shamburu Makenzo. He's like, he makes like trap piano. I
know Shamburu
Makenzo. He's so dope.
He's proper dope. He has dreads.
Yeah.
He used to work with Costa Titch.
Yes, a lot.
I just feel like they could have added...
So let's do this, ne? So read the names, tell me make sense and not make sense.
Yeah, let's do that.
Let's go.
Should we all say it at the same time?
Yeah, we must say it at the same time.
And if I don't say make sense, explain.
Okay.
Yeah, let's go.
One, two, three. Questa doesn't make sense. Questa is a legend. I'll give him that. I'm going to give him his flowers. Questa is a legend. He's worked with Wale. He's worked with... I think he worked with Rick Ross at some point.
Yes.
Questa... He He's a legend. Been here. We love him.
But?
I think Questa dropped an album this year.
Oh, he did.
You see, my chat exactly. I don't think it did that well. For the sake of bringing in legends, I think he does deserve to be there. However, like, I don't know. I saw Questa performing at, what's this thing?
DSTV. What is it? In the city?
Scorpion Kings.
Scorpion Kings.
Dog. It wasn't, it wasn't his best performance. I know there's Ngood. I know there's, and many spirit. More. Yeah, High Spirit. Like, Questa has good songs. I just feel like, you know, there are artists that have good songs, but they're not good performers. Like, that's a thing. Like, Mariah the Scientist, she's like that, you know? So,
I feel like Costa makes sense, by the way.
I think he's one of the rappers in the country. He identifies as a rapper, right?
Yeah, he does.
So, I would say he makes sense for this. Yeah, we don't have a lot of big rappers. He's one of them.
True. Next but I get you. Aries.
Makes sense.
I just
let's go.
Did you get, his music is too calm. Like, it's not
it's not even about being too calm. Like, dog, Aries isn't the same Aries used to be back then.
Yeah, oh, after Shari.
Like, Anna, that thing. Like, you know, I love, and I'm not saying I love poverty and I don't like it when artists boom, but an artist goes so hard
when they're,
when they're in their hungry stage. Like, they're aggressive. You know, the music is nice. Do you know Bodak? The reason why Bodak Yellow is so good is because Cardi was so hungry, bro. She wanted to stop stripping.
Like, she was
writing
lyrics.
She said, I don't dance now. I make money moves.
Period.
Exactly. So, Aries is too comfortable. But you know what? We like the Aries.
I can tell you that Aries is a PG.
What does that mean?
He has a PG for the dog.
I don't know. Can I be honest? I've never been like the biggest fan of Aries. I've never really got the hype, to be very honest with you. But I saw him when I was at Piano Hub. And my friends were going insane. Like, he was performing and I was like, I kind of see it now. Like, I'm getting it. But it's just not my vibe.
The only reason I'm not...
My water's finished.
I don't know every song word for word is because I sort of get my English like that. But I'm a fan, bro. If I understood 90% of the things that... Yes. Like, the interlude or the mora wolf, metaphoric and the water my brigade. If I understood that, I was going to be... I like that guy. Like, I feel like his aura, his chillness...
He's a chill guy.
And also, his birthday is after mine or before mine or something like that. So that's why I'm like, you know.
Oh, he's an Aries.
Aries.
Oh, Aries.
Aries, yeah. God. Next, you have Touchline. Doesn't make sense.
I don't know that man, bro. I feel so bad. Sense, I feel terrible.
Nah, he makes sense, bro.
If we knew him, I think we could say whether it made sense or not. We're so sorry, Touchline. We're so sorry for not knowing who you are. At first, we thought it was some fun at Touchline.
I listened to Dwight. That's what I thought it was.
If it wasn't fun at Touchline, would it make sense?
For that one song, yeah, for sure. For me.
You?
Dwa. The whole time.
He performed at Homecoming. A lot of people liked it.
You see?
Mm.
Here we go.
Yeah.
Next, but we have... What?
No, that was fine.
25K.
Yes.
Makes sense.
Hey, Limakave. Hey, Limakave.
25K makes sense.
Yeah,
Blackie makes
sense. Yeah, 100%.
Without a doubt.
The one that makes the most sense on that whole list.
Blackie. Okay. Yeah, no. Focalistic makes sense.
Definitely.
Focus is a rapper.
Yes, no, he's a performer. Focus also.
And he's brilliant.
He's been putting his mic on the knee for and that style.
Since 2020,
still kills me, bruh.
Next, we have Young Stunner.
For sure.
No, I'm sorry. Not for this.
Young Stunner's a great performer.
Not the performing is not the thing. I just feel like...
The genre.
Like, he's... Like, you see, between Focus and Stunner, Focus is a rapper.
Yeah.
Like, he's a rapper first. I think Stunner's just like more like a musician, more. Yeah. You know what I'm saying? Yeah. Like, more of a singer for me. So I think he's great, but I don't know if for this event it makes sense. But congrats to him.
Travis Scott is more of a trapper, you know? And here, I'm not seeing a lot of trappers. Like, where is Kindly Nash?
Where's Kindly Nash? Baby Days.
Where are the Quellers? Like, it's not
Do you understand?
The main person
that is missing there and that is leaving a big hole.
Don't say shit with shit.
No, Kindly Nash.
Okay. Good.
Massive. And also, who's that guy that sings that song? Money just from my bank.
From my bank.
He should be there.
Brother Cooper, yes.
Brother Cooper.
I feel like a lot of underground rappers had, this was their moment.
Right.
Why? They got
a lot of underground rappers, they were failed here.
I feel like these Coastline people don't go to the Bantha stage at Cotton Fest because that's where the true performers and trappers
even
are.
Even McLaren could have made sense here. Ooh, that would have made way more sense to me. Before, like, I just feel like they just put piano there. And the thing is, I get it. It's fine, but it doesn't make sense. Like,
they
let them
made
it
a bunker stage for underground rappers.
Yeah.
On this event.
They let them down.
They were
going to,
like, yo, this was the event, man.
Where's Kylie Nash? Why is it not on the lineup?
I feel like they
guys.
Should have swapped Young Stunna with, who's that other guy?
Bradley Cooper. Brother Cooper.
Mm-mm. Another
Baby
piano
Days?
Artist.
Oh, who's
that? Seeing as Questa
maybe like a DJ that's
going to
play trap. That
yeah,
doesn't perform. Like a chaotic.
Not even chaotic. I'm also like...
6ix9ine?
No. Who's this guy? I'm forgetting him. Speedster.
Yes.
Yes.
Like, you want to...
Yeah. She could have made sense.
Yeah, if they...
Even Johanna.
Even
Johanna. You see, why is Johanna not on the
line
now?
Look, man.
Mang.
Or a freestyle like
Mang. Mang.
This girl.
Oh, yes. Keiki.
Keiki was also going to make sense.
Yes.
Keiki.
Oh, this is embarrassing. I don't know where that is.
Also, Nedu, do you agree, ne?
Yeah. That was going to make a lot
fire?
Of sense.
Yeah.
She's fire.
Yeah.
Nah,
this is like heavy.
Also, Dikowala, that would have made a lot of sense. Yeah. I don't know, man.
Who made this? Who's
you
the
know, you know,
I don't see any women
on.
Here. Also, bro, unless Coco Brown was a woman, but like...
I feel like some of the things we say, hip hop is dead, but we forget or it's not even it's dead. We are killing it.
We're not also paying attention to the right people.
Bro, whether you like it or not, the future of hip hop SA is in the hands of underground artists.
That's true.
And they're all young. They're
and
ready
they're
to
and they're nice. Those are the guys, by the way, they're going to take hip hop to the next level.
For
but
sure.
They didn't book them.
Because Brother Cooper did a collaboration with Maporisa.
Wow.
Yeah, is it Brother Cooper or Vada Chacha? One of the two.
One of the two, but still.
Brother Cooper, ne?
Wow.
Yes.
Wow.
You get me?
No, they failed them. Dismally.
I was saying Young Stunna should have been replaced with who's that guy?
Who's
the guy
friend?
That people were comparing to Scott Mapuma?
Limek.
Yes.
Yeah, that's fire. I'm
right?
just a massive fan, so I
always think Lima Crazy is like such a diverse artist. He can sing, he can rap, he can perform, he can do it all. I don't know why he's not here. Like, this doesn't make any sense.
Oh my God.
Also, I want to search who this Coco Brown person is. I hope it's a lady.
Wait, so there's no females on that lineup.
That's why
who's
I'm whining.
Who's the MC?
Introban.
Lord. It's probably gonna be Muzli. I'm assuming maybe like a Muzli or who else?
Muzli would make sense.
Or
Robert.
Oh, Coco Brown is a woman. Thank God.
Or Robert Boy.
Robert times three.
Yeah. Mm. Or Pearl Tooth.
Let's be serious. Oh, that sounded so mean. Sorry.
Oh.
Sorry.
I don't think you meant it like that.
I don't mean
or,
it like
or
that.
Yeah,
true.
Oh. Vin.
Are they? Why are they not on the line?
I don't know if Vinny can. MC to rap, like trap. I don't know.
And you say, up.
I don't think I've ever heard Gabriello like MC to trap or rap.
It's because you heard him MC too much on piano. He can MC to rap.
He can.
So.
You know what I'm saying?
Yeah. Let's fuck it up.
Mostly would have made sense. But like someone like with that thing.
You
that
know,
thing
the, someone
she's
who,
the one who makes the most like, she's on Cotton Face. Like she's always the one and it makes sense. You
she's
know
like
what I'm saying?
Of Cotton Face, so it makes sense.
Yeah, I don't know. Hey.
There's an MC called Drama called The Voice of God. Mambo.
Mambo would be amazing.
Oh, yeah.
Mambo would kill
Mambo's
it.
Great.
Mambo
guys.
Would be like one of the like he would kill the stage.
He needs to. I hope they give him a big stage. Like, he deserves it. He's brilliant.
Like, he knows, yeah, when I'm there.
And he gets hip hop.
Yeah,
like hip hop or piano, he gets it both. No,
so
he would be fire.
I feel like that's the thing. All these, like, brand managers, they're not really the type of people that go to clubs.
So
and that's where most of the talent is.
So that's, I was talking to Nota today. You know, some people are actually not tapped in.
They're not.
Like, if you're not tapped in, then you're going to miss a lot of things.
That's true.
Because you can tell her this event was made by Ardo Chiavat. This is not... If you're bringing a Travis Scott, bro, okay, Tisha Makazi, you're going to rubulele ke focalistic. No offense. I can understand. They listen to the main one and they might have listened to one, two, three. Because if you're bringing a trap squad, you know you're bringing trap stars.
Exactly. All the trap, all the YNs, all my yo-yo.
Angusha, there. That's why Aries are complaining. Exactly. Well, me, I'm not complaining.
We're not complaining.
Because
yeah.
you know, if you're done with listening to trap squad, you're going to definitely listen to Travis.
Thank you.
Another person who was missing a big hole, it's Nasty C.
Nasty C.
Why is Nasty C not there?
I really don't know. There's no way they missed him.
Who listens to
Even Dingy would have made sense.
Who?
Caspar Nieves, that would have also made sense.
Guys, maybe there's other stuff. Maybe we don't know.
Maybe they
There was no ways they would miss them. I just think there's no ways they'd miss them. So there's probably something. That's what I
said. I was Global Citizens when Beyoncé was here.
Yeah. Mm.
Who opened for Beyoncé?
Who opened for her?
It was not Caspar.
It was Caspar. But also that time, that genre was what? Up. And it was what? Hip-hop.
It was hip-hop.
You get me? So if you listen to Caspar in SAN is the hottest thing, you're definitely listening to what? To Beyoncé at that time.
Sure.
That makes sense.
It makes sense.
It was Back to the City. There's Back to the City tomorrow. So some of the artists are going there.
Oh, you see, double booking. Yeah, they're probably going with the money.
We did the Spreading Humor show. There was Back to the City, and some of the people couldn't come. Like when we were saying artists should come,
they couldn't come.
They couldn't come. Yeah,
double booking.
My chat is okay, fine. All the other people have been booked at Back to the City, whatever. I feel like this would have been like, and Castle Light didn't see this. This would have been a great chance for an international artist like Travis Scott to see to your. The rap scene in South Africa is crazy. Yeah. You know, our brother Cooper, Kindly Nash, something Brady. Like,
imagine he's in the backstage, ne?
Yeah.
He's hearing something from Fana Touchline.
Exactly.
He would definitely ask her,
and it's a different
sound. What type of genre is this?
Who's
this boy who's on stage? You know? Because what he probably, I don't know, but he probably have like heard something, But imagine hearing something from Candy Nash.
You're putting people on in an indirect way.
Yes,
you're putting out people. And those people, at the end of the day, they bring money to the economy. I just feel like they didn't really carefully curate that list, to be honest.
I'm a bit mad. I'm not happy at all. Yeah. I make sense. Lily was my man,
Thank you. Or even like a Big Hash. Like,
not the Big Hash. Mm-mm.
Why?
Tony.
Mm-mm. The Big Hash, I don't know. I feel like Hot Dog, the Big Hash, his prime was in like 2018 to like 2020. Yeah, 2018, 2019. And after that, for some odd reason, his career took a slight dip. I don't know what the issue could have been.
Ish.
But he was so big at some point. I don't know what the hell happened, man. You know, I don't know if it's his management, but he was done dirty.
Artist at the end of the day.
You're an artist.
There's a difference.
Do you remember Patrick Lee?
What a time. He's still rapping though, hey?
Yeah. He deserves so much more, bro.
Right?
Like, that guy's actually, it hurts me, bro. Like, I really think, like, I don't understand what happened. Like, he was going to be the biggest rapper in this country.
Him and Barak Mang, the Big Hash. Like, sometimes I just think to myself, like, where are they now?
Major Steve should have been on the lineup.
Aye.
Oh, Major Steve should have been on the lineup, guys.
They should have been on the lineup.
Oh, Major Steve.
Why are you lying?
Banamanga. Why are you lying?
What's your beef?
What the?
I don't have any beef with them, guys. But keep in mind, and I'm not saying that they don't deserve an opportunity like performing on like a big stage or anything like that. But this is fucking, oopsie, excuse my French. This is flipping Travis Scott. This is flipping FNB Stadium. Like, I don't know. I don't want to be a hater, but I don't know if they're ready for that. Yes. You know when you put something on to something too soon and they get there and it's a big ass flop.
But dude. They do pyjama parties what like go Bramfontein.
Pyjama party go Bramfontein.
Yo, Yanda. Oh, God.
Guys, I don't mean it in a terrible way.
No, I'm hearing you.
But you can't
condemn. I always hear everything.
No, I validate everyone's feelings. She's validated.
You can't compare pyjama party at Bramfontein Lee FNB Stadium opening up for Travis Scott. That's in Taiwan. Like, that's in Taiwan.
But no, you never know until you're given the opportunity. That's the thing. And people are not given the opportunity.
And the, why is Monaka not doing BTS?
Yo,
guys, we are here at the Travis Scott. One.
Ask them. Ask management. You've got someone who could do it. You're not choosing.
No, it's not, hey.
What's happening?
Not this management. Management, yeah. The event.
Oh. Management, council lines. Like, what is happening?
That's the thing. You know what I realized? That, and it's not just in events. It's also just all over. There's a disconnect between understanding who's popping in what sector. Yes. People always go for the big, big people.
Yes.
You don't think that, you know what?
Yes.
If I'm going to do a luxury brand, instead of going for, let's just say, Monaka, for example. Let's say a massive influence, Monaka. Go for Ayanda Woods. She literally exudes that. But you'd rather go for this name because you think, okay, well, there's more followers, there's more...
More numbers,
yeah. Go for the person who it makes sense for. Or you have something... Like, do you understand what I'm saying? Like,
I hear
and
you.
That's what, like, Dudu did with Chila's Punch. Who's hot right now? I found her.
She could have given it to KM.
Yes.
Or Grace Fontaine. I didn't know.
I don't know.
KM's only on Chila's Punch.
No. I feel like when the bag makes hands.
But you see,
I feel like that's why a lot of influencers accept brand deals that don't align with the niche. It's because the bag makes sense. And then the audience, like...
Evaluate, disconnect.
No, man. When Auna moto, but now you promote Haval. Oh, like, you're not like a Shorts. Shorts does car content.
Thank you.
You've never posted a car
in your life, man. They're going to come to...
Exactly.
Oh,
dude.
And it happens a lot of times.
Yeah, but like, shout out to Dudu for having like a good marketing eye.
Wait, have you guys ever...
This episode's about Dudu, I swear.
Have you guys ever accepted a brand deal that didn't make sense for like...
Do you have to ask us, man? You have to ask us about.
I didn't read the room. I'm so sorry.
In the beginning, I won't lie. When I started off, did you have to make money? Anything can come. But I feel like, especially for like the past year and a half, every deal that I've taken actually makes sense. Mm. It's something I genuinely am passionate about. Mm. When I was working with Ghanaian, it's because I use Ghanaian. Mm. When I worked with Coke, why are you making that face? When I worked with Coke, it's because I drink Coca-Cola.
For
you know, it's things that it made sense. But obviously, there was only one of them that didn't make sense, and I
the reason I make it that face is like, it doesn't matter whether you make good decisions before or even after that. The fact you already did one wrong mistake, it diminishes everything, bro.
I don't want to speak about that situation, but also, dude, for me, I actually wanted to do something good. I'm never doing anything good ever again. I'm done.
This is
no
the start
more.
Of Munaka's villain era.
No more negotiate nothing. I'm in my villain era. Like, it's fine. I'll just work for the money.
Munaka's are repelling us, you know. Literally, that's my guy. Flash one. How vile or fade?
It's fine. But no, I think one message for brands and the managers is make the effort to please make the effort to just do a bit more research. No,
just
get in touch.
Bro, just have a younging.
Yeah.
Like, just have 2-3 people who are very young.
And papa.
About what's happening.
Yeah.
It's like a Gen Z in the market.
Because I don't want to say, I just don't want to jinx it. Nah? So there was a brand that approached me for the Archer. If you know, we ate the Archer with one of the brands here. And,
I know what you're saying.
So someone in there, because they are tapped in, they know Archer is my thing, and they know Archer is the thing. You know what is going on.
Yeah.
And you can tell her, this lady is tapped in.
She's focused.
And she hit me up. She's like, yo, can you give us your Archer? Let's do samples.
Ooh,
no matter how that goes, that deal goes. Like, I'm just saying it
in
because...
In Jesus' name.
Like, it shows her how much you are tapped in.
She's focused.
Mona, I've been saying pop for more than 30 years now, and I'm 26. You get me?
Guys, give him back.
You want to tell me you don't have budget? Ah, come on, bro.
I think the problem
is about budget, bro.
Right, there was like a fight on Twitter like a few months ago where influencers were fighting because a Heineken brand deal was given to influencers that are known to drink like Verve, Moët, blah, blah, blah. So it was a whole thing of like, these people aren't your target audience. They're not like the target audience for your brand, but you guys are going to give them this campaign, whereas there are other influencers out there that actually like consume your products.
And openly.
Openly consumer products, and you guys don't give it to them. You guys are gonna give it to the people that drink Moët and Verve, and they've never, not even once, posted your brand.
You know what I hate about that?
Make it make sense.
Let me tell you. You know what I hate about, like, things tonally? You see, you guys know I love up, and that's my personality. I hate when someone goes and takes a picture with the Weezer or take a picture with any pub brand and texts me. And it's like, now, you got not connected. And you know, when someone drinks, when let's say someone follows you and you're drinking Vev, you like Vev, ne? And they post a Vev, and Vev, it doesn't reach you. And you always say, me, I'm a Moe girl. Me, I'm a Vev girl. And you, let's say you drink Elder King. What snack do you like?
Like what fruit?
Snack.
Like a snack?
Yes.
I like cashew nuts.
Cashew nuts. Let's say everyone knows or Monaka likes cashew nuts. Mona, global campaign. Let's say Monaka is the number one person.
It's a cashew.
But you don't. Like Mfana Touchline did a video at the fund. If you remember very well, there was a video he did, a music video whereby I found Fanta grape. If there was someone who was tapped in, they were going to say, you know what?
Pause. Let's do something.
Let's sponsor you.
You see?
Sometimes it just doesn't make sense.
Sometimes. I think they must just take that extra step of don't go for the hottest hot. Go for someone that it actually makes sense within.
Like,
it must align.
But yeah, man, I wanted to ask you guys, with the whole like SIU thing trending, let's say your family was like involved in that type of situation where now like assets are getting seized, you know, the cars are going there, the houses are going there. How would you go about that situation?
Can I be honest?
Be honest.
Then I'll tell like I'm going to use you by chair and go if I want something go conning.
No, let something go conning, definitely.
That's what I always think. A criminal is not what you see. Mm-hmm. Bro, the real crimes is the one that you don't know. The real deals that are made is not the ones more WhatsApp. You get me?
Like, no, Monaka, if a you, small thing.
If you're a criminal, bro, the fact that I'll see you wearing a Rolex watch, doing what, bro, this is nothing.
There's more stuff behind the door.
Because they have power. Maybe I tell you, take a sofa.
Who are our presidents? Just say it. Rams, you've been called.
You know what I'm saying? I feel like even though they repossess what we can see in the naked eye, there's still things that we don't know about.
You're actually onto something. But let's say it was your uncle or someone that you know. What would you do?
First of all, was I involved when the money was chowed?
Did you chow the money?
Yeah, I want to know.
Yes, you did.
I did. For sure. You know what? I didn't even know my uncle was like this. I'm going to go on camera. And try to twist the narrative.
Seriously?
Yeah, come on. I'm going to cry, bro. The documentary, when it comes, you know, I always thought my uncle is like a sweet guy, but I sense Ronald something kind of wrong. You know, can you please give me tissue?
Yo. You know, the sad thing is with these things, eh? Is because it doesn't happen to you, you don't know.
True.
It's really hard to say. And I think, you know, it's like you can have. I think corruption works sometimes because the people around them also just charge it. Like, if I have a rich uncle who gives me 100K a month, I drive his cars and I'm living nice, maybe I know this money doesn't make sense, but I'm just not going to question it. If I don't ask questions, I don't know. Then when I start seeing assets, I'm going to be like, hey, but deep down I knew I couldn't do it off. So it's not a good thing. It's not. But the human nature is to sin. So unfortunately, it's one of those not nice things about life. So I don't know what I would do. I don't know. But I'd just be like, hey, it's tough.
I'd run away. Nanka in Mexico somewhere.
Mexico.
Next thing they arrest me.
No, you're not a suspect. But let me tell you, the biggest people who were involved in the crime are the people who are innocent. You guys don't know. Zile was 2025. Think about it. The first suspect in the crime 101 book is the one who calls the police. Why out of all these people gonna grill him talk with? When lucky out your grill, Angusha. So most of the people that you guys see say they're innocent. Bro, they are trying to be in help, man. But and where I come from? People used to do. I used to use taxis a lot. In the taxi, I used to act like I'm sleeping next to like a granny. And luckily that day it was a nurse. So a week before, I'm robber. Ever since the tour, I was just petel. But to tell you,
That's so bad.
Hey, and now I thought I was dreaming. Can't take it. You get me? So all I'm trying to say, whether you like it or not, bro, people who are born in crime know how crime works, know they're in crime, nor there's crime happening. Bro, no one in this room would have money and they think, you know where that money is coming from, man. No, you guys want to tell me today kill regulate champagne one by one. Oh, man. Never be a part of the campaign. Zilla champagne.
One by one.
Zilla Rubuchoro Robile Kaim Fit. You get me?
Also, I think the thing is, we actually don't understand how life works because we're not in that circle. Like you said, I feel like there's a lot of rubbish that happens there.
Yeah.
And we just don't know about it, guys. Like, we're living in a bubble.
Yeah.
We really are. Hey.
Like, it's scary.
Let me pop it.
Pop it. Yeah. But anyways, guys, Anyways, guys, thank you once again for having me again.
Yeah.
I don't think I'm coming
you.
Back, but it's been a privilege, and I'm gonna keep watching the show. You must do your thing, guys. Like,
yeah. I just
wanna hug you. Maybe I'll come back. I don't know. Anyways,
we're up close.
Thank you so much for watching. We'll see you guys next week. You must like, comment, share, subscribe. This was Spreading Humors.
We love you.